Good morning. I'm John Hagney. I teach history at Lewis and Clark High School. This week on Poetry Moment, I'm reading Ekphrasis Verse, an imaginative description and interpretation of art, imparting vivid voice to the visual. Today's poem is based on artwork by John Singer Sargent, the daughters of Edward Darley Boyt, 1882, and I am the author of this poem. They were sisters by birth, by fate the daughters of Mr. Edward Darley Boyt, a fair and genteel Brahmin pedigree, requisite to the ritual of his station and prudent Victorian domestication. The four sisters, strangely separated as if by age or arrangement, dressed for play in pinafores, aware of being ever observed and subject to the corrective rebukes, bell jar enclosed and scrutinized. From the foregrounded youngest, yet not inhibited by obligatory strictures, to the oldest in shadowed profile, they, by manufacture and temperament, recede into the recesses of the doll's house, cloistered, perhaps yet not converted. The two oldest repose by a Ming porcelain, perhaps an artifact of imperial enterprise, conceived by barren foot-bound dowagers, Mr. Boyt's daughters binded by the artifice of constricting corset and stifling custom. Imagine, did these daughters of Eve later fall from grace, eating of the forbidden fruit of Bovary, Karenina, or Chatterley? And in their disgrace perish, these sisters of Ophelia? This was my poem based on the work of John Singer Sargent, the daughters of Edward Darley Boyt. Thank you for listening. This is John Hagney for Poetry Moment.